Pop Spotting 84.
Tuesday, July 5th, 2011.
I'm pretty sure you're empty.
You don't bet your life on that?
No, Raylan, I'm going to bet my life on you being the only friend I have left in this world.
Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
It's TV Tuesday, and we're going to talk about Justified, which is a show that we started watching because all of you guys.
That's right. Among the show's fans, Laura R. from Dover, Massachusetts, Daryl L. in Texas, and our buddy Heath Solo of the Film List, we shared their thumbs up on Pop Spotting for Justified, so we decided we should really take the time to check it out.
It runs on FX. It was created by Graham Yost, who wrote Speed and Broken Arrow, among other films. The main character of the show is based on a character from a couple of Elmore Leonard works.
Yeah, a couple of novels, a short story, and of course Elmore Leonard, his stories are behind a couple of films that we recently talked about.
Yeah, Jackie Brown and Out of Sight.
So certainly a very rich source material, but this show kind of takes that character and gives him a big universe to play in. What's the premise of Justified?
U.S. Marshal Raylan Givens, who is infamous for his skill with a gun, is transferred from Miami after a high-profile shooting. He's sent back to his hometown in Kentucky against his will, and he has to reconnect with people from his past.
So pretty straightforward how everything gets set up there. It's set up very quickly in the very first episode. Actually, it starts with a bang, shall we say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought it made a strong first impression. When we heard about Justified, I was curious enough to pick up the season one DVD, but on the outset, I wasn't sure how much I was going to enjoy it. I mean, do I need to see a modern day Western set in the South? Were you sold? I mean, how did you enjoy your first taste of Justified?
I have to admit, I was not into the first couple of episodes. They were just so dark in tone. I wasn't sure where they were going, and I wasn't really a big fan of Raylan as a character. He was kind of a violent screw up, but as we get to know him a little bit better in the series, we realize that that's part of the job he has to do, and it's only a small part of who he is.
Well, Raylan Givens is played by Timothy Oliphant, and I would agree that you need to like his character to like the show. He carries the show. It centers on him. He's the heart and soul of it, and he doesn't start off likable, and I too kind of had a rough time getting into it at first because he was so smug and sure of himself and a little cocky and, again, a little quick with his gun, and his hat is a major part of his personality, and you will make rash judgments, just like on the show, about anybody who walks around with a cowboy hat like that.
It seems that we really only get to know Raylan through the people in his life, through his coworkers and through his ex-wife, because they're all a bunch of really interesting people too, but I think Timothy Oliphant does a great job.
He absolutely does. He won me over, and it is largely through his interactions with other people. I will be honest that early on the show, what kept me wanting to see the next episode was not Raylan Givens, but the bad guys. I found some of the bad guys far more interesting at first than Raylan Givens' character. It's only as we got to know him better that I became to really believe him as the protagonist of the show. And this show is a procedural in a way. There is a bad guy of the week that the marshals have to bring in or capture or deal with, but there is the longer arc of what's happening with him in his life and the people that he knows and ongoing battles with certain bad guys. I think that one thing we're learning in terms of shows we really enjoy is that they can balance those things. They can give us the monster of the week in terms of Fringe or the bad guy of the week or the adventure of the week, but there is real consequences, real changes, real development in a character over time. Things happen and they evolve, and this show does that very well, and I am interested in what happens in Raylan Givens' life.
And part of what happens in Raylan Givens' life is the relationship he has with his nemesis, Boyd Crowder.
Yes.
And Boyd Crowder is played by Walton Goggins, and gosh, he's so good because Boyd Crowder is crafty and smart. He's probably even smarter than Raylan himself, and he's wonderful.
You know, I liked when you just said that because I was going to say something like it. You don't know really who has the upper hand, even though Raylan is with law enforcement and Boyd is the bad guy. Sometimes you're kind of rooting for Boyd, and I like him because he is clearly crazy, but it's the smart kind of crazy, and the line between those things are always very, very, very faint, and he walks it perfectly. The show starts off with him as part of a white supremacist gang, and you know, he's talking about the races and this master race, and actually when that was one of the things that made me hesitant to enjoy the show at first, because I was like, okay, is this just going to be cop from Florida going knocking heads in the backwaters backwards south? But it turns out not to be that, and part of it is because Boyd turns out to really really only adopts the positions and opinions and certainly the language and mannerisms of these different factions, not because he believes them, even though he's really believable in that he's telling you he believes them, but because they work in service of his goals, of his aims, of the scheme that he happens to be working.
He's a chameleon. Walton Goggins is really good. He's the best part of this show.
I would agree. And again, so I thought that some of the bad guys were at least as interesting as Raylan Givens. In the show and in Kentucky, he has to deal with two women in his life as well, and I think they're pretty solid performers.
Natalie Z from Dirty Sexy Money plays his ex-wife Winona. She's actually my other favorite character on this show because she's got such a complex history with Raylan, and I wasn't really sure about her until the episode that we just watched, and she finally explains to Raylan what it is that made her leave him, and I really believed her, and I really started to think of Winona as a fully three-dimensional character.
I like that that's exactly what happened to me as well. I wasn't so nuts about Winona's character because, again, you know, Raylan Givens is such a hard nut to crack that it's hard to imagine that he had a relationship, that he had feelings for somebody. It's a really tough role to play, somebody who was able to get into Raylan's life that way. But in this most recent episode, she dresses him down in a way, and everything that she says about what's wrong with him, you believe, and it did two things. One, it made her character very sympathetic and believable as someone who did love Raylan quite a bit, but also it made Raylan much more human to me. And in fact, you know, one thing I like about Raylan is that he is fallible. He does make mistakes. In fact, in a couple of episodes, the bad guys get the jump on him in hilarious ways to the point where he gets teased for it. He is not always the guy who comes up on top. He will start a fight that he's going to lose. So that's something I'm really enjoying about Raylan's character. So you have the ex-wife Winona. She married a realtor who seems like a really tough follow-up to a guy who was a U.S. Marshal and a great, you know, hero of the community. But even his character is not a caricature. There's a little more to what's going on with him.
Yeah, he's kind of a weasel, though.
But when Winona explains why she chose this weasel over a tough and handsome guy like Raylan Givens, it makes sense as well. But while Raylan is trying to come to terms with his relationship with his ex, he's completely caught in the web of another woman.
He gets involved with Ava Crowder, who has shot the brother of Boyd Crowder in a domestic dispute. I guess Raylan and she have some kind of history. It's never explicitly said what exactly it is, but Ava's evil. We haven't had evidence of that yet presented to us, but there's just something about her that really creeps me out.
And I don't think that's, you know, I don't think that's an accident. She's played by Joelle Carter, but she's clearly up to something in everything that she does. But she's so seductive. She's so sexy. She's irresistible to Raylan Givens. What I love about the relationship, even though you're yelling at Raylan to stay away, actually everybody is yelling at Raylan to stay away, is that he knows. He's completely cognizant of the fact that she's bad news, but he still can't resist her. And we believe that he can't resist her, even though all logic goes against him being involved with her. Again, I think the chemistry is fantastic.
Yeah, I do too.
In addition to the people close to Raylan, though, the side characters are a lot of fun.
And a bunch of them are Lost alumni.
Right, right.
Grandpa Ray, Jack's Grandpa Ray, plays Raylan's dad. Goodwin was in an episode. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Bo Crowder, who is Boyd Crowder's dad, is played by Tom Friendly.
Right.
And Jeremy Davies and Brad William Henke, who played Bram, play a big role in season two, I'm
right.
told.
Right. One of our listeners told us that. But you mentioned Mr. Friendly. That's played by M.C. Gainey, uh-huh. A fantastic actor. And they've been building up to revealing him and his role. And he's actually going to, I think, be the other major arch nemesis to Raylan Givens. And I'm really looking forward to that showdown.
I am too. So far, what I've seen of Bo, I really enjoy his character a lot, and I can't wait to see what kind of evil he gets up to.
I'm with you there. I mean, some of these side characters, they come and go. Some are recurring. They have the guy from Sex and the City was a criminal informant.
Oh, Steve,
in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Steve. That's David Eigenberg, and he's weird and slimy, and again, a comedic kind of role, but I think he does very well. I enjoyed the episodes he was in. I thought that it actually completed his arc. It was relatively interesting, but in this most recent episode that we saw, that he's back, so I'm looking forward to seeing more of him.
What I like about him is he's the one character who really calls Raylan on his BS. He really tells Raylan what he thinks about him, and he's right.
Right. He's a little fearless, probably a little quick with his mouth. I'm not sure it's because he's tough, and maybe it's just because he's a little dense, but I like him. But there is another character that calls Raylan on whatever he's doing that seems to know Raylan better than he does, and that's his boss, Deputy Chief Art Mullen. And I have to admit, especially at the start of the show, his character, his role in the show is very familiar. It's a stock character in any police procedural. The boss with the corner office with the glass windows with the shades that get shut when he's going to get scolded. But I think that he's actually pretty good.
He reminds me of J.K. Simmons' character on The Closer.
Mm, yeah.
In that he has a more friendly relationship with the person working under him, and he's able to really understand what's going on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. And here, Deputy Chief Art Mullen knows Raylan, has known Raylan for years.
Yeah.
And because of that, I think their relationship rises it much higher than the typical stock boss character. So their chemistry is fantastic. Well, we've only made it to 9 episodes of the first season. But out of that set, were there any standouts, any particular episodes that you thought were the epitome of what you like about Justified?
Probably Blind Spot, which is episode 7. And what I like about that episode specifically is the end when Raylan goes to have a conversation with Boyd in jail, and they're discussing a personal matter, and Boyd asks Raylan a question, and Raylan responds in such a way that I really had to take a second look at both of these characters and think about what I was hearing, because Raylan does not look like such a hero at the end of that conversation.
Right. The chemistry between the two of them is fantastic. That showdown in the very quiet, intimate conversation in the jailhouse was very tense, very, very strong. And you're right. It makes you go, oh, you know, Raylan isn't the straight guy that you think he is, at least not all the way through. We know he's flawed. We know that he makes rash decisions. But that temptation that he had there made you think that he could be a bad person. So I agree. That was a strong episode. And I liked it because it actually came after another episode called The Collection, where it was the bad guy of the week episode, where they went to investigate a death at a upper class horse ranch.
Right.
And actually, I thought that was probably the weakest episode. I did not like that episode very much. Maybe because upper class bad guys, you know, upper crust bad guys aren't as interesting as the people down in the dirt.
Well, compare the people in that episode to Boyd. I mean, there wasn't really anything going on in that episode, and I really didn't care about the bad guys. I think if they had shown us more interesting bad guys scheming, it would have been better. But I really thought Tony Hale, who played Buster
right.
on Arrested Development, he was the weakest part of that episode because he was kind of wimpy and he didn't really resonate with me as somebody who could pull off what they were going to pull off.
And well, he was kind of playing that same character, and that, unfortunately, that was the Goodwin episode. But what really struck me is that you can still tell with Justified that they're trying to get a feel for how much of the story of the week they want and how much of the overall arc they want. And in that episode, they did something that really was jarring to me, which is normally the show follows Raylan Givens as he's going around and investigating.
Right.
That episode spent the most time away from him watching the bad guy scheme. It suddenly felt like an episode of Murder, She Wrote, where while Angela Lansbury is doing her thing, we also spend some time seeing the bad guys doing what they do. And actually, I wasn't interested in that at all. So your episode was a good follow-up to that. My favorite episode is episode 8, Blowback, and it was kind of a predictable episode in when you talk about a show where the protagonist is known for being quick on the draw and good with his gun. You knew that there had to be an episode in which he had to resolve a situation without his gun. So in that respect, you could guess that this episode was coming, but I thought it was really, really good. And the bad guy in the episode, played by W. Earl Brown, was fantastic. The rapport that he established with Timothy Olyphant, the chemistry there, you believe that he really was going to talk this killer out of, you know, this guy who's going to supermax prison for the rest of his life, that he could actually talk him into giving up his hostage.
Yeah, with chicken, no less. And Raylan had to work by his wits and with his mouth, and I really like that. And, you know, it almost made me think that I would go to jail for a bucket of chicken.
That was the best part. At the very end of that, everything that's coming up to you think is ridiculous, and they say that it's ridiculous. Even the SWAT team guy goes, oh, you think you're going to solve this problem with a bucket of chicken, but they play it so well that when the chicken shows up and he takes a bite and he takes a swig of that bourbon, and you're like, you know what? Yeah, I'd go for that deal too. And I suppose we are giving away the end. I mean, it's sort of a spoiler, but really it's not what happens, but how they get there, how that all plays out, that's really enjoyable about the show, and really why we're enjoying Justified. Still, we are only beginners with this show. We're up to episode 9 of season 1. There are 4 more to go, and season 2, which we're told is even better, only wrapped airing in May. The DVDs might not even be out until next year, but we hopefully will find a way to watch them.
We can watch it on Amazon On Demand now.
Right, that's one option. You can even get it, you can even purchase season 2 on iTunes for $35 if you really want to see it. But as we said, we are sold on Justified, and they got renewed for season 3, so we'll see that next year as well. Thanks to you, our listeners, for making us a fan of another great show.
Before we let you go, we wanted to let you know that you can now hear our podcast while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Woo-hoo! Stitcher has on-demand news, talk, and way more right on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available, so you don't need to sync and you don't waste any storage.
That's right, and the app is available for iPhone, Android phones, web OS phones, even those things called BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. You can just go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store for your device. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Feedback is what keeps us going, and we really love to hear your thoughts on Justified or anything else we talk about here on Pop Spotting.
You can leave a comment on our blog at popspotting.net, drop us a line at feedback@popspotting.net, or leave us a voicemail at 815-310-0808.
You can also connect with us at facebook.com/popspotting or twitter.com/popspotting.
We'll be back tomorrow with more book talk.
Thanks to Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song, and mahalo to all of you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Ryan.
I'm Jen. Dos vidanya.
What she said.